Parshas Tzav starts with a mitzvah of Trumas Adeshin. It's a strange mitzvah in mitzad opinion. I mean, it's a necessity mitzvah to have the mikdash, but the fact that it's a mitzvah has a lot of different interesting pratim. First shaila is why bechlal was the deshin? Normally, when a person burns something, not everything can burn. So the mela, whatever is left over, whatever the fire is not mechala, remains ashes. It's pseudos. The Gemara in Yuma says that there were chamish dvar nemru be eish shemayim, and the butzakari, and it's not mala oshin. One of the things that it says there is that it's mechala lachem ki evasion. It destroys wet things as well as dry things. Very similar to the eish by Elio, that even though they poured a lot of water on it, it completely ate up, burnt up all of the carbonis. So the normal impediment to eish, that is that it's not mechala things that it can't be mechala, like things that are wet or so on, does not exist in Eish of Kedusha. And yet, so why was there left over so much deshin if the Eish Shomayla could be mechala lachaki evasion? The time amitzis, one of the time amitzis, Nachma Bavli, the Goyen, says that the reason for it is to tell us that once Rishoyim are burnt in Gehenim and the din is finished, they shouldn't be embarrassed and they shouldn't be insulted, just like the Deshin had a Mokum Mikdusha afterwards also. So obviously it's not the Pshat that it's just coming to tell me a Mikra Ketsushtel. It's telling me something that is intrinsic to Avoida of Korbanis, an Indian, is connected, the mahalach of the korbanis and their sreif and so on is similar to that of Rishayim, and it needs to be understood in what way is that mahalach doimer. Mine zel zeh. This is doesn't seem to have any shaychus. In din, the halacha is that anything that's also behanor, the halacha is afer muta. Kolan is shraf afer muta. Anything which has it in Sreifa, once you say a fit, the offer is mutter, the offer is mutter. And that's why all sorts of things that are smanok, like a kerem, you burn it, you're allowed to use the afer afterwards. There are two exceptions. The Gemara says that's why you can dash him, because it's snakes over in Kechot. One is big dekuna, that's tong gniza, and also this deshin over here. The halacha was the deshin was still also about no. And you have to be careful not to be moiled in. But what's the difference, Taka, why, even though it's Nasis Mitzvotsin over here, and it's burnt already, the Chor burning means the Torah wanted to get rid of it, and with that, you finished any Inyan of problem in it. So why over here, Taka, is the Halacha that the Eifer is also? One more interesting Nakuda about Trumas Hadeshin is, it's very not clear where Trumas Hadeshin belongs. L'chura Trumas Hadeshin could, the Pasuk calls it Ad HaBoiker. And the Mashmos is Ki'ilu, it's the first Avod of the Yom. And technically that's where it was. Whenever you find a listing of Avodah, it was like, you know, Yuma. The first Avodah, so to speak, was Trumas Hadeshin. B'derech Klal, anything that's Avodah's Yom is Kasha only B'Yom. Like all Avodah of Korbanis, which is Kasha only B'Yom. Trumas Hadeshin is kosher balayla. Used to do it sometimes chatzoy, sometimes ashmor rishayna, depending on how much they expected, how much work they expected to be. But the mashmos is, on the one hand, it's part of layla. I mean, it's the pasuk puts it together with al mizbeach kol alayla ad haboker. So Trumas Hadeshin ki'ilu is a hemshuch of that. And yet, the aschol of the next day's avodah. So, which one is it? Is it the beginning? Is it the end? It's the end of all avodas. It's the beginning of all avodas. Where exactly does it fit in over here? So we have to understand. In other words, this the mahalach of the avodah of deshen is a very unique avodah. It's got a certain unique tchuna, not only mitzad atzma and kachim where it is, but it's something that's unique by from klali in all of. In avodah by from klali, there's a certain nekuda which trumas deshen is kineged, and we'll try to understand that. If you take a look around on all inyanim of the bria that are processed, for instance, a person eats food, an animal eats food, you harvest wheat, there's always oichlem psoilus. A person eats, and there's a waste product that's psoilus. A person harvests grain, there are the seeds that are good, and then there's the stalks that are not good. All the inyanim of Toelis and the Bria have in themselves in Yonim of Toiv, not even Ra, but in Yonim of Pseilus. There's Oichon as Pseilus. The Pseilus, the first thing that characterizes the Pseilus, that's useless. When you harvest wheat, you have the kernel that you want, and you have the shaft that you don't want. When a person eats food, there's the chelik that his body can assimilate, and there's the chelik that's nitcheh. There is one tchuna about the pseilus that's very strange. And that is, pseilus b'derech klal is very, it's matzmiach tremendously, it's fertilizer. Almost all fertilizers, pseilus of one type or another. Pseilus of Adam, pseilus of Behema is definitely fertilizer. And even the kash and the tevin and stuff that's left over afterwards, when that gets into the ground, it also fertilizes the ground. So you see that there's a tchuna in these inyanim that are not good mitzvah themselves, that they're very, that they fertilize something else. Even in Eifer, it's very interesting. Chazal say that the Gemara says difference in Ofer and Eifer is not matzmiach. You can't grow anything in ashes. Yet it's called deshen, because deshen means to make fat, it's more toiv to dash netzim, it's fertilizing. It does very well to fertilize other ground. So you have an interesting split between the chelek of it itself is not matzmiach. It itself is not, but it is matzmiach karka of something else that's good. That is a interesting nekuda about it. Let's try to understand it. It belongs to an area of Aveira, let's say Chet, Aveira, Kisholon, anything that's done that is bad mitzaratzmoy, that has no tachlis or tells mitzaratzmoy, belongs under that general category. That's the psoilus of the Bria. The Beis Yaakov, which it says, he says it with his lashon, with his the way he phrases these things. He says it in the following lashon. He says every chelek in the bria that's nitche has a tzaaka. Every chelek in the bria that was rejected cries out. And let's give a few examples just to explain what the words mean. Lemashal. It says by the Mayim HaTachtoinim that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated the waters into Mayim HaYonim Mayim HaTachtoinim, the Mayim HaTachtoinim cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Ano Bina LeMehevek HaMoy, I would like to be in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a taina and a cry from the Mayim HaTachtoinim that it wanted it. It says that when you had the two, when Eliyahu HaNavi took the two paras and one he brought one for Avodah Zarah, It had a taina. It says, "Shneinu, we both came from the same mocker. We both came from the same mother. Why am I going to Avodah Zarah, and the other one is going to Hashem?" And Eliyahu never told, "Don't worry, you're both from the Kadesh Shem Shemayim." So that means there was a taina. There's a tviya. things in the Bria that are rejected, even Esau, when Kishmaya, who's Vayitzak Tzaoka G'day Lomara, there's a taina of the chilek of the Bria that's rejected, and that taina has a mashmos. That means in every kli, in any time you have a pa'ula that is a pa'ula that could be a pa'ula of toiv, you need to have the etzem pa'ula of toiv, but a person also needs to have a tshuka for it. If a person, l'mashal, if a person has to give tzedakah, so there's the etzem pa'ula of giving tzedakah, and there's the ruts and the tshuka to give tzedakah, to want to give tzedakah. Those two pa'ulas are separate in yonim. The pa'ula itself is the guf ha-maisa, the maisa mitzvah, and that we understand. The tshuka has a different sheirish from it, and a much deeper sheirish. The sheirish of all, the sheirish of what awakens tshuka, when a muscle. If a person lives in an environment where as soon as he's hungry, he's fed, the person's not even hungry yet, and they're giving him a meal. So he has what to eat, plenty. But he never had a tshuka to eat. He never wanted to eat. He never felt what it means to desire to eat. And b'meila, it's in a certain sense, it's harder to digest the food. The person doesn't have a clean kibble fit. He's overstuffed, he's overfed, and he doesn't have a clean kibble fit. The chelek of his shteikikus comes about from richuk itself. So mayim al yonim were always good. They were always klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's fine. The shteikikus to be anobino rabbi kamori, that the shteikikus to be karev to shchina is only from the mayim tachtonim that didn't make it to mayim al yonim. That is the chelek of the bria that was cast aside is the chelek that has his shteikikus, has tshuka, and hasn't been fulfilled. He points out there's a gewaldic nekuda in the way Chazal teach bria rishayna. On the one hand, the Chazal say that ish v'isha is called basa echad al yidei the vlad that makes him into basa echad. The kesh of ish and isha is through the vlad, because the vlad is what makes ish and isha one entity. In the vlad they become basa echad. Yet the Chazal said that birishena is not moilit. Birishena in a psula is not moilit. And fakev in the shail by yibmet, since the whole Matara is a Kama Shem, so what have you, Rishayna? That is, yet Chazal say that Bi Rishayna is called Bias Mitzvah, because it says, Ein Yisha Keresis Bris, Ella Misha Yisha Sekli, and therefore she's kosher, and she's Dovak to Bail Arishin, and to the one that Yisha Sekli, and the male it's called the Bias Mitzvah, because it's a Hachana Papir Virivya. So you see a tremendous ischalkus. Mitzav the gufa mitzav pevirivya birishayna l'chur is not. There's no hilado apidachatam from birishayna, and b'meila it's not. It doesn't belong to that category. And yet it's called a mitzvah, and in a certain sense overshadows the other mitzvahs, because that creates the tshuka for hilado. So you see that in an inyan as sensual as this inyan, you have the chelek of asi of guf ha-mitzvah, and then you have a chelek that failed and it didn't come out, and but that creates the tshuka for the rest of the mitzvah. So the two chelke ha-mitzvah split, the guf ha-mitzvah is understandable, the chelek of kishalein, the chelek of failure is ki'ilu the hachone for that chelek. And it gets its chshivus because it was mecha for that chelek. That's true in all chalkei the bria, and b'meila everything that's called psoilus in the bria, everything that's called rejected in the bria, has that nekud in it. because it's rejected, it's mishtekik for something, and in the mishtekikus, it makes itself a kibul for that which will be later. There's a very interesting parallel to it in Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim is the shayla of why. One is als the it's a machlokes shayla, it's a machlokes nafkim in halacha, whether it's because of the tumah on the Yadayim, stam Yadayim misaskis. The Ruach Ra is another reason, but that's not the main reason. It's the same category. Or als achona for the avoda the next day. Just like you need kiddush yadayim to make yourself for avoda, so to also you need to make yourself for avoda. And nafkimina is whether it's better to make a bracha by shakras, to make it right away, whatever, a whole bunch of nafkiminas. But it's hainu hach. It's a machlokes in halacha, which is the reason. But you see that the night left a tumah on the person, and that and the siluk of that becomes the hachana for the avodah tomorrow. It's not two separate times in the Kor of Zalzeh. It's that is the being misalik, the being misalik, whatever psoilas Laila leaves on a person becomes the hachana for avodah tomorrow. The shteikus for avodah for tomorrow is because at night there was no avodah, because the person was misulik, either you die in misaskis or ruach ra, whatever it is. So you find out that you see that in the time when the person could not be over avodah, when the person was dochi, that creates the tshuka for tomorrow's avodah, and the siluk that becomes the chana for tomorrow's avodah. It says the Rambam when he speaks about the seder avodah, he mentions the tumas hadeshin as being something. The seder is we make a pious, and then we tell the kohen don't forget to be mekadosh yadayim raglayim before you do tumas hadeshin. So the Pashto Pshat is that since it was very early in the morning, late at night, early in the morning, whatever it is, it's very shaykh, HaKohen wants to fall asleep, he forgot to do Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. I mean, Pashto Al-Derech HaPshat, it doesn't require a big nisan, because why we tell it to. But it also carries in itself the inyan that Netilas Yadayim, Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, and Trumas Hadeshin is a certain Hayinu Hach. So let's go back to the inyan. The Beis HaMikdash was koilel all in yon of avoda, and the guf avoda is the akram of kabbanis. That is ma'ale. That is what's ma'ale. Whatever I have that's hashayches to kedusha is nichlal in the eish of kedusha, and that's why it says hi ha'oila. I mean, the word oila here means anything goes up on the mizbeach. Zoyis teres ha'oila means this is anything that could have an aliyah, anything that could go up to lemala is nichlal on the eish, and adrabe, we learn from this, in this parsha, there's a whole sugya in Zvachim about, a whole parak, about which type of things, once it touches the mizbeach, once it's nichlal on the eish shomayla, it doesn't become possible in anymore. In other words, anything that has some shaykhas to be nis'ala is nichlal in mizbeach, and it finds its place in kedusha. That is the broadest spectrum of inyanim to have shaykhas to kedusha. But in everything in this world, wherever there's a shaykhas for kedusha, there's also a psoilus that falls out, and that chelik is the deshin. That's the ether. That's the deshin. It's we ask the shayla that the mizbeach can burn everything. And why couldn't it burn everything just like it burned the water by Eliyahu? The teretz is because some inyanim, their metzias of avodah is when it won't be burned. It's a dava niflad moed. Their avodah is their realization. Their matara is because the fire rejects them. That's where they find. That's their makam avodah. So there's the nyanim, whatever could be, on one hand the pasuk is telling me the broadest frame of achlala, of inclusiveness for all avoda, and therefore anything that is nechas ba'eish, anything that's olal mizbeach, or hutzas ba'eish, there's different diagrams, the pshas, the machlokes, but we dash in the psukim to be koilal as much as possible that's nichla and kedusha, and that is one type of inyan. And then there's a second inyan, but there is always something that's left over, because the metzias of the world is that in every oichel there's some psoilus, except for man. Every oichel had some psoilus in it, and every chita has in it tevin and tash, and those are the inyanim of deshe. The what is the avoda that's tamen there? The avoda that's tamen in these inyanim is that it becomes a hachana for the next avoda. If a person, lemoshel, if a person goes to sleep feeling very, very full and happy with himself, Marsham, everything went perfect. I don't need anything. I don't want anything. It's fine. I did everything else. Then he doesn't wake up the next morning with tremendous cheshit. He doesn't have ambition. A person who feels that there's something that has to be done, he has to be taken care of, he has an ambition, it's something to do, if he goes to sleep with that attitude, then he wakes up the next morning he wakes up with the cheshit, he jumps out of bed because he's fired up by that ambition of what it is that's needed, and so on. The chelek that's left over, that didn't find its tikkun, is what starts the next day's avoda. The tshuka is dafka kolol in where you didn't see peiros. In Bir Rishayna, where there was no peiros, you have that's where you find the tshuka to have peiros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, and it's mitzad the seich like that in those mekaymes where nothing happened, that's matzmiach something new. So the meila in the chelak of the psailas, what was rejected in one plan and found no tikkun in that plan becomes the fertilizer for tomorrow's plan. So that's the difference between Afer and Deshen. Afer itself it can't grow anything. It doesn't have the koyach in itself, and that's why all these psoilos are not things that mitzad atzmam have the shleimus. You can't grow peiros from it because it itself is not a dover that's nichlal and kodesh. But when you put it onto something else that is kodesh, if you midash on something else with it, it's matzmiach everything else also. This, the mayim atachtonim, is mitzad atzma, it has no makam avoda. When you menasech it on a mizbeach, it gives everything else its time of avoda. So the deshen was that chelik. The Rashi says, the deshen, it says, what did you do with the deshen? You tossed it over, the tumas a deshen. You tossed it over on the side of mizbeach, and it was nichlal, it was absorbed in the mizbeach. In other words, that became the kli for the next one. It became the mokoyim upon which you brought the next carbon was the tshuka that you had from the first rejection. So the first kisholon becomes the ground or the kli upon which you bring the next hatzlach. That is where it becomes incorporated. So the Trumas HaDeshen, the Chelek, Deshen becomes Muram, Likdusha, because it becomes the Mokoy Makrava for the next person. It's very, the Gemara says it was Nivla B'Koymai. The Mashmos from Rashi is, Ki'il, that became a Chelek of the Mizbeach, and it became the ground of the Mizbeach, and that became the Mokom upon which you had everything else. The that's why Kol HaNisrofim, the Afram is Mutter, except for this, because in Tumah, once you become Potter from Tumah, then there is no, that's it. There's no Shirayim. Tumah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechala Tumah, then it'd be Niskala Ka'oshan, and nothing be left from it. because there is no Pnim Torah. There's nothing more to it than it's Mitzias, and it's possible to become Nichla completely. So once you serif things that are Nisrafim, then the offer is Mutter. In Kedusha, even when you extracted the whole Kedusha through Sreifa, and L'chura, what's left over, is not calling Kedusha, but it's not true, because what's left over after it got burned is mistaken for Kedusha. The chelek that got rejected, that wasn't the oila, via oila al-moikta, the chelek that didn't become incorporated in the oila al-moikta, has that tzaka of anobin alavet kamoi, or like the eagle said, we're both from the same, the two agolim by Eliyahu, we're both from the same mother, how come I wasn't nichla? That becomes the karka for the next avoider. That becomes the kli kibul, the kli for the hemshech avoider. It says, Vasoisim tachas kapus ragleichem, the malachi, it says that Los Lova Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to burn the Rishoyim, and the Loshen it says is they're going to become Eifa tachas ragle tzadikim. So the Parshat Pshat you learn is, I know it's the ultimate desire and degradation, or Chazal are telling us over here, there is nothing in the Bria that doesn't have a tikkun. But the ultimate Rishoyim become Shumas Hadeshim, and the Loshen is Haflet. It becomes Eifa Tachas Ragli at Tzadikim, meaning it becomes the Mokim on which Tzadikim stand. It becomes the Mokim upon the Tzadik himself is somebody who's Torah and Kaddish, and in a certain sense he never had that Tshuka to be Oymed on it. When he sees that, when the Eifer Rishayim is underneath his feet, when the Eifer it provides the Tzaka of I wish I was there, and the Tzadik stands on top of the Eifer, that's Ki'ilu the Mizbeach that's Nivna from the Eifer upon which the next day's carbon is on. There's a mice, I don't remember the Kratim completely, but there's a mice of Dr. Baron Kotler that heard, who was a phenomenal Goyan from the day he was born. He was an awesome genius. And someone told him over about somebody else's Amelus Batera, somebody who had a very difficult head, and how this person was so amul. And when Baron heard it, he cried that he himself never had such a shteikikus. That it came easy to him. I don't remember the problem, I remember. It's a very famous bicycle on the story. But I was thinking, but the Sefer Shal Dov is, he was yearning from that person's ishtoikikus. He deherred that ishtoikikus, that amola, he deherred from someone else. The Eifa Tachas Kapis Ragli Tzadikim is the chelik of the Bria that could only look from afar Kedusha and wish it was Nichlau. In the ultimate, the Bria stands Tzadikim on top of that Eifa. That's the product standing on top of that. So the mokim where the deshen goes is that is kalos. We ask that the lemaisid in the day and the night. I mean, is it the end of the night? Is it the beginning of the day? That's what its avoda is. Its avoda beetsim belongs to yesterday, and it beetsim is the leftover of yesterday. And that's why you could do it at night, because Be'etzim, Trumas Hadesh HaZnosh, it's not Avodas Hayim, it's Avodas Halayla. But it's Avodas Halayla because it creates the Hishtoikikus for tomorrow. So on the one hand, when you list the Seder, the first thing you do is Trumas Hadesh, and yet it's Avodas Halayla. The bridge between one day to another in the Beis HaMikdash was that whatever's left over from whatever's left over in one avoda that wasn't nichlal, if it's used properly, then it becomes the karka on which tomorrow's avoda comes. So the night, it's the chibur between the yom and the laila, because the night of one becomes the makom for the yom of the next day. You find a similar Indian you find it by Torah, that it says a person is not nichshol, a person not imal dvar halacha el imkein nichshol bar. The pashut you learn, you know, a person tries hard and then he's finding imal on it. In learning, it's more than that. The havana and the tfisa the havana and the tfisa comes because of what you rejected. The marshal. If a person goes through the Gemara, would have means maskana. A person goes through his own mahalaf of way. A person goes through an inyan and he has maybe this was pshat, maybe this was pshat, maybe this was pshat. The clarity of the pshat is never built. The clarity of the pshat is built by understanding what not. If somebody tells you this is pshat nisugya, it's not only the pshat that the person you remember it better. A lot of times when somebody tells you something, you ask him, the first question is lafuki mai, as opposed to what? Fine, you tell me something more, as opposed to what? A lot of times you hear pshat and you ask yourself, why can't it be something else? I mean, fine, mechateisa, this is the case. Mechateisa, you're telling me that this, the Gemara is talking about this, this hekatimsa, or this, this havana. It's not only, you can't hear the pshat unless you understand why nothing else works. This pshat is built by understanding what does not work over here. And therefore, you go through all the other stuff and say, you couldn't learn it possibly like the Tanakhama because it is. You can't learn like a Shem because this. You can't learn like this. Therefore, it has to go like this. It's what doesn't work becomes the metzias of what does work. In Klolis and Yonim, I want to explain there's a little bit of a deeper term used to describe these two mahalchim. Use it, and I want to explain it a little bit. A person is imagine a person shines a light on an object. The kesher between the two can take place in two ways. One way is where the object swallows up completely the light that's shown on it. It's a black object and it completely swallows up the light. So then the light became completely absorbed in it. Or the object reflects the light. And the object kilo hasn't absorbed any of the light. But me'idach gisa, by reflecting the light, it's giving off, it's much more sharply delineating the light that's shown on it. It's serving as a basis for moving the light further. Just like if I take a light and it hits a mirror, it gets reflected further along, gets passed further along. The mirror, by not being able to be colored it, and faithfully reflecting it, moves it further along. Those are two mahalchim in which the Bria shtelzach tzu takadosh baruch hu. It shtelzach tzu in those areas where it shtelzach tzu directly, and therefore where the Bria was able to be makabel the dvar Hashem, that it becomes nishlam because it absorbs it completely, and where it can absorb it, it also shtelzach tzu. It doesn't have to be only Avera. It could be where something is just not like by the Mayim Elyon Mayim Tachtonim. The Levana, it says, the Levana was always meant to reflect the Shemesh, and its Metzias was Shnei Melachim Mishtamshim B'Kesa Echad. It's one Kesa. the Levana didn't have its own keser, it had the keser of the Shemesh. So b'shleimusa, when the Levana will be b'shleimusa, it means that that which reflects the light, if it reflects it faithfully, then it has the keser of where it comes from. Let's bring it back to our Mahalchim and so on. In Deshen, you have the Torah is telling us that all Avoida comes to its tikkun through being brought Lekodesh. And therefore, everything is brought to Mizbeach, and the Eish can absorb almost everything there is. That's the Mitzvah of Avoida. Avoida Eish is called Kolol, and here Oila al Mekta, anything that's Oila al Mizbeach becomes included in it. And there's a big makom in Mahalchei Avoda for everything. But in our Metzias, Avoda v'Shleimus includes Chalakim that are not Nichlav. The Kisholon is included in the Avoda. There is the Pseilas in the Adam, there's the Kash, there's the Tevin, there's Pseil Hema. There are those in Yanim that won't find a tikkun in the Eish. That is l'chatchila. That's its mitzias. And therefore a person, whenever he does something, whatever a person is measuring himself in, if he does what he can and what he should, the chelik that's not nichlal, the avoda is to feel bad about it. The avoda is the person should feel that I'm missing something. I wish I could have understood, I wish I could have been a sayer, and I wish I could have done. The person has to feel that way. But the person has to understand that that's not the pshat that it has no makom. Adrabah, that becomes the makom for the next avoda. What you don't understand and feel bad that you don't understand becomes the echatimtza for the next understanding. If a person would think he understands everything, if a person understands everything, then there's no chesh, there's no tshuka for the next understanding. And by mele, there's no chibur and there's no shaykhus to it. If a person were to be a perfect, he does everything perfectly well, all the mitzvahs and so on, a person has all the hagoshes, so then his avoda has no basis. It is not at all based on any tshuka. There's no mokum for it. The mokum ha-mizbeach is the mokum of those in Yonim that couldn't make it l'mala. The mokum of those things that tried to be part of the fire and the fire rejected them, that becomes the mokum for the next avoda. And every person has to understand it. When a person assesses himself and understands what he's lacking, he has to understand, he has to feel bad about what he's lacking, and feel bad because he's missing the Guf Inyan, whether the Havana, whether the Regish, whether the Maisa, whether the Midas, whatever it is that a person is missing. But then the person has to understand that is going to become his chukah for the next one. And if the person we went through the pasuk in Tetiv Se'es, the word Se'es means it becomes what carries it. In Tetiv Se'es, it's a lomachara pecha. In Tetiv Se'es means if you'll do good, then what you did bad becomes the shoulders on which you build the next thing. Cain was the first one that was rejected, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the rejection becomes the platform for the next binyan. Just like when a person has a binyan, and if all the bricks come out b'shleimus, then you can't build further, you can't lay bricks on bricks. If you have holes left, if you have cutouts, then you can build from that cutout a brick up, like you lay bricks. That you have gaps, and like Rashi says, you have gaps, and you put it on the gaps. Bricks need gaps to build on. Whatever a person was rejected on, then if the person has to make those bad feelings in the platform for the next. The Baal HaTanya, when he's masbir in Aveda, the chilek between Atzvus and Merirus, the difference is Atzvus is where the person feels depressed because he's not up to par. He's a B minus and not an A. That comes from Gaiva. That comes from a person wanting himself, and that's bad. And it doesn't lead to any good. Merirus is where the person wants that mitzvah. I miss Krishna. I feel bad. I miss Krishna. I need the Krishna. I want the Krishna. The person didn't learn, and I want that Gemara. I want that Masechta. That becomes itself the basis for the next Nafayda. Anything, Kol HaNisraf, in everything in the world that becomes Nisraf, it's Metzias is Bakr. Because if normal things don't have a Metzias. And even if it's Tamei, once it's completely destroyed, it's gone. The only place where there's something that has a Hemshach is a Kedusha. And you're in the Kedusha, what's Nisraf, the Deshen that's left over, what seemed to have been the Psoilus that the person didn't incorporate in Havayda, that becomes the Nivla and the Mokrim's Be'ach, and that becomes the Mokrim on which the next Akhtar will come in.